Cathedral of the Holy Cross in Lusaka today, Reverend Kanu James Pui says the fight against corruption must remain consistent, transparent, and impartial. Reverend Pui added that Zambia must continue to position itself towards self-reliance and sustainable development, and that this can only be realized when leadership is anchored in integrity, responsibility, and a clear understanding that public office is a call to serve the people, not an opportunity for personal gain.
We have taken note of the concerns raised by the outgoing United States ambassador to Zambia. While we appreciate that these matters may present different perspectives, it is important to recognize that some of the issues raised resonate with the lived experiences of many Zambian people. Poverty is real in Zambia. People are starving. People are hungry. And in this regard, we urge the government to demonstrate firm commitment to accountability by ensuring that those found wanting in the misuse of public resources are brought to book.
At the same event, Vice President in a speech waived for her by the Lusaka Province Permanent Secretary, Joe Kanisa, said that the UPND government stands ready to continue working hand in hand with the church in advancing national priorities, including peace, good governance, social justice, and inclusive development.
The UPND government, under the leadership of Mr. Kainde Hichilema, President of the Republic of Zambia, stands ready to continue working hand in hand with the church in advancing national priorities, including peace, good governance, social justice, and inclusive development. Let me also commend the Zambian people and the associated churches of the Council of Churches in Zambia for your continued commitment to dehumanize and collect witness.
Meanwhile, CCZ President Reverend Justin Banda congratulated Reverend Pui for being appointed CCZ Secretary General, adding that the position is a calling that requires wisdom, humility, courage, and unwavering faith. The non-government agenda organizations coordinating council, NGOCC, have expressed concern over reports that some political parties are demanding original documents from aspiring candidates, particularly those seeking adoption as members of parliament and at local government level. NGOCC board chairperson Bridget Kabera says this practice is illegal and unacceptable. Original documents, including national registration cards, NRCs, and grade 4 certificates, remain the personal property of individuals and must not be surrendered to any political party under any circumstances. Speaking to Kent News, Ms. Kabera emphasized that political parties are only permitted to request certified copies of such documents and has urged all aspiring candidates to ensure that they always retain their original documents. She has further advised those who may have already submitted their original certificates to any political party to immediately retrieve them from the respective party secretariat. Meanwhile, Ms. Kabera has noted with concern that escalating practice of vote buying, saying that aspiring candidates offer food, money, or other incentives in exchange for votes and have called on all citizens to reject and report such acts.
It has come to our attention with a lot of difficulty that some political parties are requesting for those that are filing for MP, that is member of parliament, and the local government level, to bring their original certificates with political party secretaries. If this is happening to me, fellow citizens, and those that are aspiring to become leaders of this nation, that is an illegality. And so that when I go and try to win the nation, come back or go back home with your original certificate.
The Zambia Police Service clarified that allegations that the Congo carrying hiring immigrants go close en route to the Labor Day gaming in Kinshasa district are false and misleading. This follows a serious situation on social media of its own. Chief Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chow explains that upon arrival in Kinshasa district on May 1, 2026, via Kinshasa airstrip around 11 hours, The presidential candidate escorted the head of state to the official event venue at the showground in the Kokoko area, and at a panel rally, the president proceeded to a designated holding room for a state briefing. Mr. Kilahi adds that after the president proceeded to a holding room for a briefing, the Congo moved ahead and executed a planned U-turn to position in readiness, to reposition rather, in readiness for his transfer to the main arena, emphasizing that this was a standard operational maneuver and does not indicate any loss of direction. Mr. Kilahi tells Phoenix News that after the briefing, the head of state embarked into the presidential vehicle and proceeded to the main arena. He says that the Twitter feed circulated online captures only this routine repositioning process and does not in any way suggest that the convoy got lost.
On May 1, 2026, the president arrived in Kisali district via Kisali airstrip around 11 hours. The presidential convoy then escorted the head of state to the official event venue at the showground in the Kakoko area. Upon arrival, the president disembarked and proceeded to a designated holding room for the scheduled briefing. After the president proceeded to the holding room, the convoy moved ahead and executed a planned U-turn to reposition in readiness for his transfer to the main arena. This was a standard operational maneuver and does not indicate any loss of direction.
This is the fourth session of the Angola's Underground Permanent Commission on Defense and Security has opened in the Angolan capital, Luanda, with the two countries committing themselves to fighting transnational crimes along the Congo border. The session opened this morning at the Apixana Hotel in Luanda. Leading the Zambian delegation to the Joint Permanent Commission, Zambia's ambassador to Angola, Dr. Elias Mosha, in his opening remarks, said the threat of terrorism in the region is a cause of concern and called on delegates to the commission to devise strategies for fighting the scourge. But Dr. Mosha says smuggling, illegal migration, poaching, drug trafficking and human trafficking must be fought at all costs. He praised Zambia's continued cooperation with Angola to promote peace, unity and growing of relations with the neighboring country, and proposed exchange visits between the two countries and signing of agreements and programs which will enhance more cooperation by the defense security institutions. Meanwhile, Angola's State Secretary for Defense Policy, Admiral José Maria de Lima, retired, said that the security challenges which the two countries face must be tackled in a well-coordinated manner, adding that there is need for intensified coordination in fighting transnational crimes on the Congo border. This is contained in a statement issued by Ministry of Defense Principal Public Relations Officer, Portugal. Manta Central Member of Parliament Dr. Stavitopia has officially expressed interest to participate in the 2026 presidential elections through submission of the proof of payment for the presidential nomination fee to the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ. Dr. Stavitopia tells Phoenix News that this form of tape confirms his candidacy for the presidency of the Republic of Zambia under the Patriotic Front Party in the forthcoming general elections scheduled for the 10th August 2026. Dr. Kilahi says his candidacy is anchored in a vision of national healing, economic restoration and inclusive development. He says drawing from his experience as a medical doctor and former Minister of Health, that he reaffirms his commitment to diagnosing and resolving the systematic challenges confronting the nation. Dr. Kilahi adds that this submission is a clear demonstration of his readiness to serve, reaffirming his motto, Ichikwan Kawachimona Kumampalaga, translated as you would not leap from a high branch without first judging the strength of the arms meant to cut you.
On 29th April 2036, I, Henry Roger Christian Nutrition, and the Parliament for Health Essentials, officially expressed interest to participate in the 2021 presidential election. The submission of the proof of payment for the presidential nomination fee to the Electoral Commission of Zambia is delayed. This formal step